It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
No, you know, again, you do that with every game, and there's going to be things that you'll say, oh man, that was a really good play, or oh man, that we wish we could have that one back. You know, do you find yourself at sometimes doing that? Yeah, but you got to remind yourself that, hey, this is our job, is to get prepared for this game. What happened in the past happened in the past, and we'll learn from our mistakes. We'll get better from the things that we did well. But yeah, I mean, well, I'd be lying to say if I wouldn't be like, oh, if this would have just happened or that would have just happened every once in a while. It's not, but we're not dwelling on it.
Sirianni might not, but I am. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. As we sit today on remote from an awesome place, Penn Club on 2nd in Conshohocken. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Good morning, Penn Club. This is a nice spot, too, Joe.
This is awesome.
Really, really laid back. You know, it's like a big old, like a garage kind of sort of.
Yeah,
got a lot of wide open space.
It is a garage. It's a former, they used to repair cars here. It is a garage that's been turned into a really cool place to hang out with the golf simulators.
Yes.
We're literally doing the show in one of the ranges.
I can imagine being in Conshohocken in the summertime, the garage doors up, enjoying some nice libations with my friends, hitting some golf balls, not hitting them straight at all.
Well, you have
and
a whole screen
all,
behind you.
This is the perfect place to like play golf. It's like for me in the treadmill, because you know I don't like to run around town like you like
comp.
To run around town.
It's the treadmill of golf.
Like, because I don't want to move around. Like, I'm not that good, so I don't feel like running up and down the course. So I can sit here, and once I butcher the golf game, I ain't got to worry about no divots or anything like that.
You won't lose the ball in the trees.
They're fake, the
trees here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can go home. Just jump in my truck and go home.
It's a great
place. So this is the perfect place for me.
Yeah, we're here doing the show today. Really excited to be here and excited for you guys to be part of it. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get into this. We played you in there. And, yes, that was James Seltzer cursing up a storm because he's that fired up for this football game on Monday. And I am, too. And I got to tell you, as we started off, Kyle back in the studio, you know, it's been a different kind of build-up because it's the bye week, right? We played the last game against the Cowboys, huge game, then the bye week, and now we get ready for this game Monday night. So we got to wait even longer for the game against the Chiefs on Monday. But as I think about the game Monday and the ramifications of this game, we know, obviously, it's a big game in the standings this year. But this game just means more to me, Hugh. It means more to me for a lot of reasons.
Feel like a get-back situation.
It feels like a get-back and a get-right situation. And let me explain what I mean. Obviously, there's the revenge factor from last year. They lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs. They lost to Andy Reid. They lost the game I thought they were the better team in. And they gave it away in the second half and couldn't stop the Chiefs, couldn't get off the field. So it means more from that perspective. But it also means more from this perspective. I believe the Eagles still live in Andy Reid's shadow, Hugh. I really believe that.
Look, I can see that.
They're a really good franchise. We know what they have been, and they've been very successful since he left. But Andy's been more successful since he left.
Yes.
And the one Super Bowl the Eagles have, it came with Doug Peterson, who basically was Andy told him to hire anyway. Like, the Eagles on their own, Howie and Jeff on their own, haven't surpassed Andy. They've never beaten Andy head-to-head, which is just ridiculous. It's been a decade now. This feels like the game that could put them over. Get out of Andy Reid's shadow. This game means more to me than just a regular season game. It's not just revenge. It is to solidify
validation.
The Eagles, an elite franchise. Hugh, how are you feeling about this game?
Well,
I feel it's bigger than a normal game, way bigger.
I hear what you're saying, and I totally agree. The Eagles are an elite franchise, by the way. But I think for me personally, when I look at this game, because you know how I felt, and I've said it all season long, I think Nick Sirianni is a good coach, but he's made some mistakes along the way that he hasn't had to pay for. I look at it like this. This weekend, this Monday when they play against the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid was my coach, and I know people say, oh, you're just biased because he's your coach. Yeah, it might be a little bit of that, but I'm man enough to admit that. And he's a good coach. He's one of the top five coaches in the NFL right now.
Maybe ever. I mean, just ever a top five
this
coach.
This is a measuring stick for the mistakes that I feel have been made during the course of the season. and it's a chance to show, you know, what you're made of and how good you are. Because like I told you, like for me, a lot of the endings of the games have been a little hairy, even though we've won and I'm not complaining about it. That's not what I do. But, you know, being a former athlete, this is the way that you're wired to think. Coach Reed is not going to make the same mistakes that Ron Rivera made. And if he does, I would be surprised.
Oh,
by
I
that.
Would too. Yeah,
I would I be think surprised would. By that. Coach Reed is not going to give you an opportunity to score with 2 minutes left on the clock. He's going to do something to try to salt the game away.
Well,
and play
keep away.
Well,
we saw the Super Bowl last year, yeah. Right? Like his team was smart enough, his running back smart enough to slide at the 1 yard line, and the Eagles basically, I know they got the ball back with like 6 seconds to go.
Yeah.
It was over. I mean,
yeah.
It was over because his team was smart.
Yeah. So that's what I want to see, because this is the time of year where, like, you're playing better teams, and the mistakes that didn't hurt you at the beginning of the season could potentially hurt you at this time of the year.
Yeah, well, of course they can. And the game, the way I view it is this. It would have been a big game if the Chiefs were just insert a different team. If it was the Ravens, right? The Ravens obviously are really good, and they're competing for a one seed. It would have been a big game. It would have been billed as a big game. But this game, Monday night in Kansas City, means more. 215-592-9494. Does this game mean more to you because it's Andy Reid and it's the Chiefs? There's the revenge factor from last year, and then there's just the Reid factor. I think... Hugh, it's interesting that the relationship with Andy Reid and this city is unique, because I think at this point most Eagles fans appreciate Reid for what he did here. Everyone's moved on. He's had success. They've had a lot of success. And I think there's some general appreciation. But, Hugh, you know it. There's still some people that never will love him.
Here's the thing that I find fascinating, especially coming from the city of brotherly love. Like, when you look at the contribution – that Andy Reid has had to the Philadelphia Eagles, nobody wants to give him his props. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, did Andy have some flaws? Yes. Did Andy have some blind spots in his coaching when he was here? No question about it. But just like I said, Andy's learned from his mistakes, and Andy is one of the absolute best coaches in the NFL. And if you can't appreciate that, then something's wrong.
So I appreciate the coach he was, the coach he is. I also want the Eagles to get out of his shadow. I still believe the Eagles are in Andy Reid's shadow. The only time they won a championship, it was Doug Peterson was the coach, and that Andy basically told him to hire Doug Peterson. They lost to him head-to-head last year. 215-592-9494 to get you in. We'll start here. Monday night, the game is gigantic. Obviously, there's in-season implications. But does the game mean more to you because of it's the Chiefs and it's Reid? Does it mean more to you because of everything with this head coach and the history, and obviously last year in the Super Bowl? Kyle, what are you feeling on this as we get ready for Monday Night Football, Eagles Chiefs? It's not just a game for me. This means more than a typical big in, you know, regular season game.
Yeah, and I felt this more and more like the closer that we're getting to game time Monday. I mean, yeah, the Super Bowl thing, it's still there a little bit, sure. Like, as much as we want to put on a brave face, the Chiefs logo kind of just brings back tough memories for everybody. I, beyond that part of it, though, like, I'm just tired of losing to Andy Reid. I think there's some merit to what you said, Joe, there. I'm sort of just ready to show Andy Reid that, like, hey, we could do this all without you, without your influence, and against you. Like, I mean, if for no other reason than, like, this is the other side. Like, if we think we're the number one team in the NFC, well, this is the number one team in the AFC. And I go back to those early years when we had Andy Reid as our coach and he was on those teams. Like, if the Eagles wanted to break through and win the Super Bowl, guess what team was going to be there waiting for them at all times? The New England Patriots. Like, so this is going to be our Patriots. The Eagles have to show that at the very least they can handle business against this team, because, like, this is probably the team that's going to be standing in this team's way to win the Super Bowl. So they have to go and do this Monday.
Well, now and moving forward, I mean, like, the Chiefs aren't going anywhere. We don't think the Eagles are going anywhere. So maybe it's this February they play again. Maybe it's 2 Februarys from now. Like, the Eagles are going to have to conquer the Chiefs to be the best team in the NFL. That's the way the league works right now. And they haven't done it yet. 215-592-9494. Does this game mean more to you on Monday because it is Andy and it is the Chiefs? It does to me. It's time to get out of Andy Reid's shadow. It's time to actually become the best franchise in the NFL. We're live today. Penn Club on 2nd at Conchalk. Come on down. Get a membership. Book a tee time. It is amazing here. Awesome place. We're here all day. A lot to talk about. On the other side, we'll play for you what some of the Eagles players said about getting any extra motivation from losing in the Super Bowl and, of course, to beat Andy Reid. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.